Anybody else? Please. Yes, ma'am.
So my name is Dorothy Trovell, and I'm privileged to be married to this man who was one of Leonard's best friends. They shared a Detroit Tigers spring training seats together. And Leonard made the point when he was the director of the Guidelines Commission to schedule all of his training events in Central Florida in the month of March. In the morning. And there were months when they would knock out more than 30 spring training games. They would do double headers. They would go to a game in the afternoon and then one in the evening. And then get up the next morning, and Leonard would go train the Warriors in Orlando, and Juan would go do death penalty motions in the morning, and then they'd go to Tigers in the afternoon and the Red Sox in the evening and have a glorious time together. And if Leonard had an off day, my eldest daughter would have a stomach ache, and they would go to Dunkin' Donuts and have frosted donuts with sprinkles. And my daughters adored having Uncle Leonard come. We always had a house that had Uncle Leonard's room because every March, and eventually it backed up into February, Leonard was here for as long as he could stretch it to do training events in Central Florida. He was brilliant. He was well respected. He was much loved. When he retired to Pinellas County, it got even better for us because we not only had him for spring training, we had him for the race. And that made our lives even richer. Now, when he was at our house and the phone rang, he would always answer. He would always take your phone call. Didn't answer. Always. Hello, darling. We always talk to you. Because he loved you so much. And he always went to church with us. He members of our church, College Heights United Methodist in Lakeland, knew him. They expected him in the spring every year. He was much loved and will be much missed.
Thank you.